Morning lay sprawled in sleepy comfort in the front yards along Gordonsville's single residential street. The banker's rooster, having several times proclaimed the fact that he was up and doing, walked proudly toward the dusty thoroughfare.
Sheriff sent you himself, you say? I can't imagine why.
Must be important.
He said you should come over to the bank right away.
The banker, his shirt tail hanging out, was just leaving the front door of the large frame house, accompanied by two men, both of them dusty from hard riding.
I don't know. This is mighty odd, is all I can say.
Bantam Audio Publishing presents A Ranger Rides to Town, adapted from the short story by Louis L'Amour. Over on Main Street, outside the bank, a rider clad in a linen duster sat astride a blood bay with the reins of three other horses in his hands. A rifle lay across his knees. A fourth man, likewise dusty from the trail, leaned against a storefront 20 yards down the street with a rifle in his hands.
He could have let Jim Kane handle it. Jim's usually the first one in nowadays.
I guess he thought it was too important, Mr. Hayes. He said we couldn't tell anybody, excepting yourself.
The banker and his escort emerged from between two buildings and headed across Main Street.
Why, the door's open! What in the world?
Hayes quickened his pace, and presently he and his two escorts disappeared inside the bank. At the eastern edge of the settlement, a dry wash had been bridged, and the sound of a horse's hooves on the short wooden span could be heard throughout the town. Suddenly, that bridge thundered with the hoofbeats of a hard...